producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we kick off another week. For many people, it'll be a short week because, of course, the official start of summer starts Memorial Day weekend. How did we suddenly get to Memorial Day weekend? But we are here, folks. And it's interesting because throughout last week, we talked about Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's health, what the Republicans were doing, who the Republicans would run when it comes to 2016, how the midterms were shaping up. And this is kind of the break point now heading into summer for most people. Then the conversation will absolutely flip back to seats won, seats lost. What's it going to look like crunch time come that midterm election? And in the meantime, some other interesting things happened over the weekend, including the fact that we now have a horse who is poised to potentially win the Triple Crown. And why is that significant? I'm a fan of history, as many of you probably are as well. And we haven't had a Triple Crown horse since affirmed in 1978. California Chrome wins the Preakness. Can this horse take the Belmont, which is up next? If it does, if Chrome wins, that means Triple Crown and a big record will fall. And this is a horse that's an underdog horse, lots of publicity, because essentially the horse was bought for $10,000. This is what we talked about after the Kentucky Derby. Now, after winning the Preakness, this taking the second leg of the Triple Crown, now there's a chance that this is the horse that could be a Triple Crown winner. Very, very exciting. We'll go into more details coming up at the tail end of this hour. We'll also throw in a few other sports shorts, too, like what happened between the Pacers and the Heat. And a couple of other things that made for some interesting conversation, like Michael Phelps, first race since 2012, says he wants to be back in the pool, wants to be there for the London, or for the Brazil games, rather, or the London games after the London games, wants to be there again, wants to be back in the Olympics, and says that he can do it. Even though it looked like he was retiring, I guess he changed his mind. So how did he finish? We'll tell you. And then a crazy thing, since too often it seems lately we are talking about aviation and the fact that we've had some near misses and a couple of scary things where flights have had to turn around lately in the last 3 months. Well, two commercial planes nearly collided north of Hawaii last month. That was one of the things we talked about. They say they were at altitudes assigned to them, because now more details are coming out, altitudes assigned to them by air traffic controllers. So that's pretty worrisome. This is after the National Transportation Safety Board came through with their report. I mean, this is another one of those near disasters, and this happened April 25th. Now, there still is a full-on investigation. However, the fact that you had a passenger who was on one of the planes that wrote a blog. The blog was called 2 weeks Ago I Almost Died in the Deadliest Plane Crash Ever. It started to raise a lot of awareness to what possibly happened there. And what happened, in case you missed the story, was the United Airlines flight 1205 was headed east to Los Angeles from Kona International Airport on the Big Island of Hawaii. It had to descend quickly to avoid a westbound U.S. airplane that was about 200 miles northeast of Kona. The United pilots got an audible warning that the plane was in danger from its traffic collision avoidance system. And that is what monitors airspace around a plane. And both of these planes were big planes, Boeing 757. So the flight tracking websites show that the United plane descended 600 feet in 60 seconds. That's why the passenger who wrote that blog could feel that, the weightlessness when the plane suddenly plunged and felt his body go upwards against the seatbelt, and passengers screaming and the loud crash and things crashing and moving all over the place. So you had how many people on these two planes, and imagine if these two planes had collided because of what they were told by air traffic controllers. And that's not completely official. That's just part of what the investigations, what they're looking into. And this is why you had the NTSB team, which they would normally do anyway. They were at the Honolulu Control Center to continue asking questions and to look at what had happened on that day. But I think that is incredibly frightening to think, okay, I remember back in April talking about the plane and the plunge, but knowing that these two planes nearly collided, thank goodness the collision avoidance systems were working like they were supposed to. You know, that happens. People in small planes will tell you that that happens, but you're not expecting this to be something that happened with air traffic controllers who set the altitudes of the planes, having them almost colliding. It's supposed to be the opposite. That's your safety net. That's your guidance system. It's supposed to be the complete opposite of that, that you would never see this happen. It would be such a rarity. So that could have been a deadly accident if the two had hit each other. Imagine if they had collided right there, and it was so, so close to that. All right, also, you might have seen this if you watched any news over the weekend. The California wildfires really have eaten up a lot of territory, and there are a lot of firemen who are working round the clock. There's several fires going on. San Diego, awesome. The awesome as far as the firemen are concerned, but not with the fires, because the fires are were just raging out of control halfway through the weekend. Now the Cocos fire is supposed to go down for the count, they say, probably later tonight. It scorched almost 2,000 acres, and they have been battling, because you've got drought conditions, incredibly high temperatures, and the terrible wind patterns that have led to what's now happened in Southern California. At one point, at least 8 wildfires were burning in different areas in the mountains and valleys in and around San Diego. So you have fire planes that are dousing large swaths of areas with that bright red fire retardant, anything to put these fires out. You have exhausted firemen working from one end of the clock to the other. At one point, they said, since January 1st, this was the stunning statistic to me, they have fought over 1,500 wildfires. Wow. Stay with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Track one more time. At the tail end of the show, or this hour anyway, we'll talk about California Chrome, the 13th horse since affirmed in 1978 to actually vie for the Triple Crown. All 12 before failed in that big push to win a Triple Crown, some in terrible, heartbreaking fashion. My cousin, who was my second cousin, he was the trainer for Smarty Jones. That was a horse that lost by a nose. Otherwise, John Service would have been in the history books as the trainer for the last Triple Crown winner, but it didn't happen. So this is a familiar spot for some horses to be in. And now California Chrome is in that situation. More specifics on that, some of the predictions as to what could happen with history and the next time around, and maybe some of the naysayers, do they have a point or not? Or does this incredible colt have a chance to break an unbelievable record and really help the fan base of horse racing, perhaps even for just a few moments? It used to be the sport of kings and the sport that people paid attention to. You think of some of the famous horses like Secretariat, for example. And now horse racing is kind of hit or miss with a lot of people. Since the advent of Indian casinos and other types of gambling, if it was the gambling aspect of horse racing that people were interested in, the parimutuel wagering, that it's not around, it is definitely still around. But because of other forms, more popular forms of, let's say, just gambling, the casinos, the Indian casinos, the biggest deal, it's taken a chunk out of the horse racing world, which desperately needs some storylines. And the storyline, California Chrome having a chance to win the Triple Crown, is a very big one because it goes mainstream. It's on the front of everything. People are talking about it. When I say America Tonight is the buzz in the backyard, and as much as we want to stomp on our politicians and scream out our frustrations, which we will do and continue to do here on this show, we also like to talk about some of the other things that make the buzz. And besides the wildfires in California and how awful they are and how exhausted the firemen are and the evacuations and no loss of life, thank goodness, and how much worse can it get, the other side of the coin is over the weekend, this horse certainly garnered a lot of attention, and for very, very good reason. Another thing that people are paying attention to, and they should pay attention to it, is this VA scandal. And we said at the time, even before it broke, we've been talking about this. I know that I've had lots of people on to talk about the Veterans Administration and the hospitals and what isn't being done and what should be done. And now you've got a situation where you have the deputy director of the VFW Nation Veterans Services saying there needs to be swift accountability when it comes to reports of treatment delays at any of the VA hospitals in this country. And duh, no kidding. He's right. Of course, there absolutely needs to be accountability. This is the problem we run into with our frustrations with politics, with Washington, and what comes out of Washington is, where is the accountability? And certainly the families need that accountability. Part of the Sunday swirl, which I call the talking heads on the Sunday political television shows, part of the discussion was about accountability and the VA. In fact, on Fox, that's where the deputy director said his piece about what should really be happening. The fact that you have a retired doctor who decides, I'm going to be the whistleblower, I've done this for so long, I need to shine a bright light on these backlogs and these long delays for people who need treatment. And what is the reason for him to do that? Because he couldn't stand it anymore. Now you have these more secret waiting lists and document destruction at a Phoenix Veterans administrative, facility. And, of course, why wouldn't people be angry? Records are destroyed, waiting list accusations. This is where there's smoke, there's more than fire. And the VA secretary, Eric Shensky, who testified last week in a Senate hearing about these complaints, didn't do much, I don't think, to allay our fears. They haven't been aggressive. They haven't been aggressive enough to begin with. Now they're being aggressive because they're being poked. But what does that mean? I mean, initially, when this story broke, they put a couple of people on leave. So you hear that 40 patients, and yes, you have to get the facts, but you hear that 40 patients died waiting for care at a VA hospital in Phoenix, and a couple of people get put on leave. I think you have to do more to solidify that confidence. You have to demand that they fix everything until they're functioning the best way they can to help the veterans, meaning every single hospital, every single facility, they have to go through with a fine-tooth comb. With some of the salaries and some of the layers in D.C., there could be an army, a truckload of people that could be sent out to do that task. And I love when the White House chief of staff says, President Obama is madder than hell about reports of the treatment delays at the veterans' hospitals across the country. And I think there's no negotiating this. Well, if he's madder than hell, this has to be a priority. The head of the VA needs to be fired. because he's had enough time to go through this. We knew there were problems at the veterans' hospitals, so that's not a shocker. If there was a way to look through the list to see what was being treated, then all that stuff should have been done by an army of people. The backlog, the incompetence, it's criminal. Isn't it criminal? Of course. I don't think many of you are going to disagree with me. It has to be more than lip service. We can't put out our American flags and salute and do our parades and have the veterans sit in first class and applaud them. It has to be more than that. It has to be, yes, here's the services you're entitled to. Let's get them in. Let's get these appointments rolling. It doesn't mean you snap your fingers and they happen overnight. But there's no way anybody should be waiting for 4 months, especially when they have psychiatric facilities where they have group therapy and the potential to see plenty of people that come back, if we're talking about that. But even for injuries, or even for checkups, for all of that, you can't tell me that there can't be appointments to be had that take that long. I don't think so. I think that this cannot stand. This guy needs to go. And anybody underneath him, frankly, anybody who would be part of this has to go. It's criminal. It's criminal. It has to be more than lip service. What are we doing for veterans? It's nice. Yay, we applaud. We salute. We wear the pin. But that's just show. That's just show. The real stuff is what's happening to get people help. And the help shouldn't take that long. How would we feel? And some people have gone through this where they've waited for a doctor and they're sick and you're not going to that doctor anymore. So, House Republicans have a vote Wednesday on legislation that would give Shensky greater power to fire or demote execs and administrators at the agency and the 152 medical centers. So there's 152 medical centers. You start to multiply that by days and by people that could be sent out, and it's not an impossibility, not with the amount of people that are attached to the Veterans Administration in D.C. You could have field agents. You could create field agents out of the people that you know that are there with the layers of work. Has to happen. If you want to chime in, of course you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The world. But before we get there here on America Tonight, as I said, you want to throw in your two cents about the Veterans Administration. I mean, look, it's easy to go off on this because we know that there was wrong that happened here. But this isn't new to this show. Many of you have called, you have written, we've had lots of guests about problems and holes like Swiss cheese in what was happening out of Washington and what was happening at some of the hospitals themselves. And if you remember, go back just to the last presidency and think of what the charge was and who was out there. Bob Dole, who was carrying the mantle for Bush, too, in trying to find out what was happening and to get better service, that kind of stuff. Sort of a little check-in or a check-up with some of the hospitals or any of the treatment facilities. And now look what happens with the guy in charge who they're saying, well, he's great. We don't want to get rid of him. We're just going to give him full authority. Didn't he have full authority before? Isn't that why you put somebody in charge? Isn't that the idea? I don't understand. You appoint someone to the position, but they don't have the authority. Now you're going to vote to give them the authority. Why didn't this happen in the past? It doesn't make sense. Why would you have someone in that position, protect them, then say they didn't have the power to do what they needed to do so they could clean house? Come on. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I've been waiting for you.
Aha, there you are.
Aha, here I am. Okay, look, I've got a better idea on this routine, and I got a couple things to run down to you, but forget this VA routine. Our people are coming from every state in the nation and foreign countries as well to serve in our armed forces on a volunteer basis. They're putting their lives on the line. And many of them have lost their lives, and many of them have suffered horrible injuries.
Yep.
What's wrong with giving them a carte blanche, any hospital they want to go to, any psychiatric treatment, and the U.S. government and the taxpayer pick up the tab, do away with this bureaucracy, do away with all this favoritism and these bonuses to have false records on getting rid of the list of people that's in the program, and not giving them the decent service that they already have put their life on the line and deserve, 100%. Let's do away with this bull hockey, and then we don't have to have politicians get up there and shake their fingers at this guy or that guy. The guys can go in, or women can go in, to any hospital, anywhere in the continent of the United States, and the full ride is paid for by us. We owe them that. By God, let's do it now.
Well, I'm with you. I don't think it works. I don't think they'd vote it in, and private hospitals and hospitals will say, oh, well, that would gunk up the insurance, and that's the reason why we created the VA in the first place. But you have a point. It's obviously not working, and it hasn't worked in a very long time, so forget about it. Why can't we figure out a better way? Absolutely.
Okay, that's all.
I like it. I like it. It's because it's not right, Dan, and you know that. You can't ask people to serve in a voluntary military, then when they come back, treat them that way. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Like I said, it's a layup to criticize this. But we have talked about this before. We've talked about the problems in the past. I mentioned the fact that I'm very familiar with what's happened at some of the hospitals because I know people who have been treated. And I know also people who work for the hospitals. And I'm not saying across the board, and there are great doctors at some of these veterans hospitals. There are some really good, caring, super educated, super great at what they do kind of docs. And frankly, some of them are overwhelmed because they're really trying to treat a lot of people. They do a great job. So they shouldn't get caught up in this. It's the administrative part that's ridiculous and has not worked. If the system is broken, then we have to fix it. So often we're fixing things that aren't broken and wasting money on it. How about if we fix something that's really broken? And you can't do that. To me, you can't do that. You can't ask someone to sacrifice, and then you don't have their back. You don't have their back. All right, my quick snapshot around America, besides our concerns for veterans who are getting left out. In fact, I mentioned this, that I had a friend that pressed up Senator Jeff Sessions because her father was so ill. And I was going to jump into the fray, but they had his ear, and his office was doing something. Her father was so ill, could not get an appointment, and they said that for 4 months. Guess what? Because someone from Sessions' office leaned on the hospital, got an appointment, got the MRIs, got the things he needed, and it turns out he needs He needs help. He needs some operations quickly. And if he had waited 4 months, who knows where he'd be besides falling over, what would have happened to him. So here's the snapshot part. Gas prices, are you noticing they're going up? All of a sudden they're going up. What are you paying for gas? Some are sitting at $4. Some are sitting at $3.45, $3.50, depends on where you live. Gas prices are linked to the price of Brent crude. I've said this before, it's where you can really see. And the problems in the Ukraine, the supply chain from an unstable Middle East has now kept oil for a barrel above 100 a barrel for a while now. It's all about that crude oil and the supply and the output and the hot spots. The hot spots like Libya and Iraq, which you say, well, with domestic, that doesn't make sense, right? Domestic oil and gas production has driven gasoline imports to near zero. So the U.S. is churning out about 10 million barrels a day, but there's not much relief at the pump because of factors that are outside of our control. We still are dependent in other ways on OPEC, OPEC, OPEC. Even though we have this shale revolution going on, that's going to change things, but not right now. So watch the barrel, and when you see it come below 100, then you're going to see, you're going to get relief at the pump. The other thing that's part of the snapshot, I think, that people should be talking about is what's happening now with this Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, and how this is now starting to spread. I also remember being on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about what I saw, and after coming back from that conference, how the CDC was downplaying it, but I wondered how quickly this could spread. So we had the first case on May 2nd. This was a traveler from Saudi Arabia to the U.S. May 11th, a second case confirmed, another traveler who came in from Saudi Arabia, but those two cases weren't related. May 16th, an Illinois resident, came in contact with the first case of MERS that tested positive. It's the first case to be contracted within the borders of the U.S. This isn't good. People that are coming in contact, we're starting to see it now. So is the CDC concerned about this? They should be. Because of what this means, this acute respiratory illness, fever, cough, shortness of breath. 30% of the people who have this have died. Outside of the U.S., the virus has spread from person to person through close contact like wildfire. Boom. Caring for, living with someone, an infected person. So there is potential for this virus to spread further and cause more problems, including in the United States, which is what I said when we were talking about it. This is being downplayed, but this is not a great situation. Right now, it would be low risk to the general public, but not with more people contracting it. How do you protect yourself from this? It goes back to the same thing where I said, wash your hands, soap and water, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue. Don't touch your eyes and nose. I mean, all those kinds of things. And there are more and more cases that are popping up in other countries. So Saudi Arabia and the Middle East naturally, but outside of the Middle East. People traveling to those countries have to be aware of it. Is there a vaccine? No. Is there a treatment? There's none. Nothing specific to relieve the symptoms. I think that's pretty scary. We got a horse race and some other things to talk about on our final turn of this hour of America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
And California Chrome had a great start. He comes out of the gate very quickly, and Pablo Del Monte's the fastest one. He's going to take the lead, and Victor Espinoza is getting California Chrome to the outside of him early. So Social Inclusion's not in front. There goes the filly Ria Antonia. Social Inclusion is in fourth early on. General A-Rod is in fifth, down toward the inside. Then Dynamic Impact, Ring Weekend, Byron and Rosie Napravnik outside of horses. Ride on Curl in the second, last, and Kid Cruz trails. And the opening quarter mile is 23 2/5 seconds, and it is Pablo Del Monte, the leader. Ria Antonia and Calvin Burrell alongside in second. No excuses here for California Chrome. He's in a perfect spot. He's third onto the backstretch outside of General A-Rod, and Social Inclusion is back running in fifth. And then comes Dynamic Impact, Byron to the outside, and Ring Weekend along the rail. Ride on Curlin is about 9 lengths off the lead right now. Kid Cruz far off the pace. A 46 4/2 mile for Pablo Del Monte, a long shot, who leads the Preakness field into the far turn. Ria Antonia, the filly, is second, and California Chrome moves now to the outside. Now he takes second, and Social Inclusion goes with him. He's caught three wide. California Chrome right to the outside of Pablo Del Monte. And Social Inclusion runs up on the outside of California Chrome. And now the two of them are heads apart as they come toward the top of the stretch. California Chrome, Social Inclusion on the outside. Pablo Del Monte right on Curlin is closing on the far outside. California Chrome comes into the final furlong with a two-length lead. Right on Curlin on the outside is trying to catch him. California Chrome reaching for the wire. Another 16th on the outside. Right on Curlin can't get him. California Chrome has won the Preakness. California Chrome did it. He beat Right on Curlin. And then it was General A-Rod.
How about that? That is exciting to hear that race. That is the second leg of the Triple Crown. Hey, everybody, as promised, we wanted you to hear the whole thing. What's at stake? Lots of conversation now about this horse and whether or not it can go for 1.5 miles in New York at the Belmont to nail the Triple Crown. Could this horse do it? Will this horse do it? Will this horse be able to do it? Think about this. 1 3/16. That's what the Preakness is. The Kentucky Derby is 1 1/4. The Belmont is 1.5 miles. 1.5 miles. So this is interesting, folks. It gets really interesting here. 78. I said it at the top of the show. The last time that we have had a Triple Crown winner in a firm. Will this horse be able to do it? The will, I think, is there. Will a particular day be right for the horse can be a whole nother thing. It's been 6 years since a Triple Crown has been on the line in the Belmont Stakes. In 2008, a horse named Big Brown wound up last in a bizarre, horrible, disappointing race. 2 years ago, I'll have another. Looked poised to compete for glory in the Belmont, had to withdraw the morning before the race. So it's an exciting 3-week build-up where everybody, even people who could care less about horse racing, are talking about the possibility of this horse, especially since it has an underdog tinge to it. And when I say that, this was a horse that was bought for $10,000, pretty much, by some California owners who were not blue bloods in the racing industry. And here they are in this position. In this position to win a Triple Crown. They were offered $6 million for this horse, and they turned it down. They do not have that championship sports bloodline thing that happens. So this is what really, really makes people fall in love with the horse. But there's still a very long way to go. History is not on the side of California Chrome. I think I already mentioned this, but I'll go a little deeper. There have been 12 horses who have won the Preakness and the Derby since 1978. None have been able to win number three. And this will be horse number 13. None have been able to do it. It is a 36-year drought. That is history. Rookie owners using two horses that cost just a little over $10,000 combined. Steve Coburn, Martin Perry were ripped to shreds when they entered the business. No one's ripping them to shreds anymore. Now they're paying attention. Now they're paying attention to what's happening here. And sports are about stories and narratives and excitement and records. The Triple Crown transcends sports. It grabs the attention of other people, especially with a chance to win the Triple Crown. This is must-see TV. Must-see. Dominant at Churchill Downs. Speedy and brilliant at Pimlico. Now Belmont. 3 weeks. A chance at history, immortality, an iconic end to an incredible story. But there's a wrinkle to this story, because this horse has a nasal strip that it's worn, and in New York they don't allow colts to wear a nasal strip. You know, that whole breathing thing, just like humans. So the trainer, Art Sherman, suggested that it's a possibility, did not say it was going to happen, but it's a possibility that California Chrome might not even compete for the Triple Crown. Pass on a chance to become a Triple Crown winner? It's up to the owners to decide. However, and there has been no request at this point, the race is on June 7th, to use nasal strips. If a request is made, the decision on whether to permit them, you know, permit them to use them or not, would be evaluated and determined by the racing stewards in New York. That's how this sport works. What if they can't use the strips? I guess they'll make the decision or make the request in person when the horse arrives at Belmont, which is supposed to be Tuesday. Will they change their mind? Will they make the request? They have to be approved. They have to be approved. Maybe they let the horse wear it. Maybe they do. But up to this point, California Chrome, just a little fact here, in both of the two races, you just heard the Preakness, in the Derby and the Preakness, the horse has worn a nasal strip during the six-week win streak. One of the co-owners wanted to try it. They did, and it worked. They didn't even know, I think, that in New York, using one could be a problem. They didn't know that that was something they don't necessarily allow. What if the New York Racing Association says, eh, we're not going to do it? Then they'd have to make that decision. Because some states allow the strips while racing, and even some jockeys wear them, but some states don't. New York is one of those states. And it might not even be that significant, too. Might not be that big of a deal. There were all kinds of rumors leading into the Preakness, and they wasn't going to run at Pimlico and all that other sort of thing, but then ran. I hope the horse runs. It makes for such an interesting story, I have to say. Pretty cool, pretty exciting. One of the highlights, and a tough weekend for a lot of people. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.